From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
In the middle of the night, somebody snooping through the hollow with a cold old light. Well, the jig is up, son, they're shooting us down. Son, now get that corn whiskey the hell out of town.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 498th live performance. Welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Travis comes from a bluegrass roots background and started his lust for music at an early age. Travis and the band are from Southeast Kentucky, and they hold steady to the roots of original country music, writing and singing songs from the working man's point of view. Please welcome, folks, tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio, Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds.
Watch her waltz out on that dance floor and find a groove. Swinging to the music of any old country tune. She raised up on old Haggard and George Jones. She might get a little crazy, but still act like a lady. She's sipping on straight whiskey, boy. She ain't drinking on no wine. She gets off on old Wailing Hoss each and every time. She's a rebel, proud, and outlaw to the bone. Little country honey, spending daddy's money. She always hide your husband, but he'd just hide your eyes. When you see her shake, what the good Lord give her, it'll start some kind of fight. She's got it all, where it all means the most. Now, brother, I ain't fooling. She knows just what she's doing. Devil in disguise. Don't even ask, don't think about it. Ain't man enough to take her home tonight. Right through you, long, but she may be the devil in disguise. Even as, don't think about it, ain't man enough to take her home tonight. Thanks so much.
All right. Hey, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of this program. Tonight, we have with us Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Man, you guys play your instruments well.
Thank you.
That's a great sound.
Appreciate that.
Great sound. I want to talk, Travis, with your bandmates. First, may I have permission to speak with your bandmates?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I want to start over here on my far right. I've got a guy playing a fine Telecaster. That's American made. It looks almost new.
It's fairly new, but it's been well taken care of.
Tell me about your sort of guitar background. Who'd you learn to play from, and how'd you learn to play like that?
Logan Gray.
I learned from my father. I got a start from him. Yes, he's a big Jimmy Rogers fan. And,
oh, all right.
You know, just some of the more traditional country Western music. I grew up around music, and I never wanted to fool with it, and I started when I was about 12 or 13. Just out of the blue one day, I started messing with the guitar, so.
The first guitar you fiddled around with, a electric guitar, or was it an acoustic?
It was a Gibson J50.
Oh.
An older J50, yeah, so.
Well, that's a nice guitar to get handed when you're 12 years old.
It's a pretty good start, man.
Yeah, that's not bad. Most people talk about like, sort of the Montgomery Ward or Sears or...
Dad always had nice stuff laying around. That was something that I was blessed with, I guess. Access to good instruments, and that's something that any kid needs if they want to learn to play, is something worth playing on.
Someday we'll all get what we deserve. Rejoice for the good and pay for the ones you hurt. When the lights go out at night, will I haunt your dreams? Feelings that turn cold. Sometimes, honey, things ain't what they seem. Well, now I do my best work when my back is pressed against the wall. Sometimes I get down, without a doubt I won't be down long. You'll now feel the smoke and light, a silhouette up our stage. As the days go by, it's just a turning up a page.
You've just joined us. Tonight, we're with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds on Red Barn Radio.
It's hard to start out playing a crappy guitar. That's a common misconception, I feel like. Yeah. You buy a cheap guitar, and it's hard to play. So as soon as you start playing it, it hurts your fingers. And it's going to anyway when you first start playing. But some guitars are a little worse than others.
I think if I had started with a crappy guitar, I never would have played on. You know, the legends, of course, you know, they all say, right, they started with the Big Lots type guitar. Yeah.
And I did too.
And they just had so much drive. They just played and played till their hands bled.
Right.
And then before they knew it, they had a 0017 or a D28 in their hands. So you had great instruments around the house. Just your dad play?
My dad, I have four brothers, and three of them play very well. And the other one's nothing to sneeze at. Well, the other one's me, but, you know.
Well, you're nothing to sneeze at. So you got just a musical family. Are they all into country music?
Country, gospel, yeah.
Okay. It's great to have you here. Really love what you bring to the music.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Great.
To be with these guys.
Snappy sound.
Bring on whiskey. Bring on them women, boys. Let's do it right. Bring on the thick smoke. Bring on the dim lights. Bring it on a Saturday night. Well, it's been a long, hot week. Working hard for a dollar. Out there, boys, just living the dream. I'm ready to get loud. I tear them, hit the town. Turn it loose, boys. Wanna hear somebody scream.
Jason, you're back there on the drums, and how long have you been playing with Travis?
Jason Foster.
We started playing together, I guess, I was like 16.
Yeah, I was snatching him out of high school, sneaking him out of school to go play in bars.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been a little longer. I guess it's been like 12 years, man.
It's been a long time.
I mean, it seems to me that the drum beats you laid down, they're so country outlaws, Waylon Jennings style sounds.
That's definitely part of my influence. I'm also influenced by, you know, like Levon Helm. Drummers like that, Keith Moon, you know, stuff. I'm trying to be real quiet in here. I'm trying to be as quiet as I can. It's hard at times.
What do you call those sticks with all the dowels in them?
I'm using multi-rods. These are made by ProMark. These are hot rods here. They're a little smaller.
They're called
multi-rod sticks.
Okay, yeah. You like rock drummers, not just country drummers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who would you say, as far as the country drummers go, who is it that you really locked down on?
Richie Albright's one of my drumming heroes on the countryside.
Yeah, tell people who Richie
Albright played for Waylon Jennings. I really like his approach. W.S. Holland for Johnny Cash was a great country drummer. He was an innovator.
Are both those guys still around, or are either of them still around?
Yes, both of them.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you can catch them sometimes around Nashville. They do different, I don't know if they're clinics, but they're, you know, different events.
What's the signature drum thing that Johnny Cash's drummer did?
Of course, Folsom Prison has been played 100,000 different ways, you know, in different bars. The way WS done it is actually really hard. You know, you're doing just doubles. He's doing that with great control and volume, but it'll wear your hands out if you try to play it the right way.
I started picking them bars and old honky-tonks when I was 16 years old. When the weekend come, I was Tennessee bound, had to put on a show. All them other boys and girls were getting their kicks from things teenagers do. Well, I was sucking down shots, middle finger in the air, honey, picking out that lovesick blues. I'm getting high, 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 and then some. Honey, life's too short not to rock and roll. I'm getting high, 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 and then some. You better stand back, boys, wind me up and watch me go. Drink, taking lessons from Hank, living life like a country song. Never touch the ground for several years, honey, staying up all night long. Hurting women on the left, hurting women on the right, and what else can I say? Had them standing in line night after night just to hear us pick and sing. I was getting high, 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 and then some. Watch me go. Well, I looked in the mirror early one morning and it was clear as day. My eyes look like two maps to hell. I could see the lines on my face. Well, I lost touch with the music and got caught up in that old junk scene. Had to take a break for a couple of years. Had to rearrange a few things. I was getting watch me go. Watch me go.
Jonathan New is here playing the bass guitar. Where do you come from in the musical spectrum? Have you always gone country music?
Started out in gospel music, singing in church when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan New.
My daddy was a minister.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm a preacher's kid. That explains a lot.
Well, I would have to go out with you out on town to find out about that.
My daddy was a minister, and so there was that. And then he would take off sometimes on a Saturday to go do whatever it was he needed to do on Saturdays, like weddings or a funeral or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so when he would do that and he would be gone for a little while, Mom would dig out the country records. She liked Johnny Cash and George Jones, Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn, things like that. And we could only listen to those records when he was gone.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, he wasn't a big fan of music. Uh-huh. That's where it all music started for me, was that. The first album I remember sitting down and listening to from start to finish and wanting to learn every song was Johnny Cash Live at Folsom Prison. Yeah. So.
You write some songs, too.
I try.
Yeah. What kind of songs do you write? Are they written for country music?
A few of them could be categorized as country, but I don't know, like folk songs, Americana, bluegrass, blues, yeah, a lot of different things.
You play other instruments?
Yes.
Okay, what other instruments do you play?
Guitar is my main instrument, and then I play some piano, play a little bit on the mandolin, a little bit on dobro, a few other little things here and there.
Nice. All right.
Now they gone. Flood this valley. They're gonna make us pack up and leave our homes. Cold gonna buy land, gonna make us move to town. Gonna dam up the river and make electricity. Just chalk another up to prosperity. Got 50 acres of bottom here behind me. In 30 days to be swallowed by the deep. And these fields will build my life just to kiss it all goodbye. Gonna make a brighter future for you and you and me. Flip a light switch on and call it prosperity. Mister, what you gonna do with the ones who passed on? You gonna dig them on up from your final resting place? You gonna try to exhume their bones? Ain't no way you can get them on. Pine boxes busting the surface in your dreams. Just let out a howl and call it prosperity. Yeah. As the Cumberland River rises to 100 feet. When the lights come on, we'll call it prosperity.
Thank y'all. That's a song that's very near and dear to me. my grandma, we live right on Lake Cumberland, and my grandma was telling me one day about all the folks she knew that had lost their homes and lost their land and everything around them when they flooded the Cumberland River to make Lake Cumberland.
Up all night now, honey, don't you feel that sting? Born to lose now, honey, never have anything. Why you disappoint me with the sarcasm in your laugh? Gone over the edge now, honey, there ain't no turning back. Hooked on the codeine, honey, got me singing the blues. Turned me every which way, just ain't gonna turn me loose. So damn easy, honey, got me coming apart at the seams. Slave of the codeine, honey, it's a nightmare, not a dream. Took my
coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Travis Harris and the West Coast Turnarounds after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.